Now, this doctrine, this idea of reincarnation, is known in English as by a number of different words. Reincarnation is simply one of them. We also speak in English of transmigration, to transmigrate, to move across into some other world, or we speak of rebirth. In Sanskrit, in the language of ancient India, this phenomenon is called by another word, samsara. The word samsara means simply to wander from one life to the next. And it already begins to suggest to you what the emotional valence is that's associated with this idea in classical India. Here we're not talking so much about a direct straight line where you're marching through one life after another in order to achieve a particular goal, but actually an experience of wandering as you're tossed around from one life to the next, not knowing fully how it is you got where you are or where it is you're really going to end up. Now, this doctrine of reincarnation affected Indian religious thought in two important ways that I think are really important for us to think about together in order to understand the emotional drive that motivates Indian religion. Because we, I suspect, coming from a Western religious environment or a Western cultural environment, are likely to think of reincarnation in a certain way, perhaps as a possibility that would allow us to come back into this world and experience again something that we really missed in this life, something positive, something really to be sought. It tended not to work out that way in India for two rather important reasons that separate the Indian view of reincarnation from any view that you're likely to have encountered in contemporary American religious life. In the earliest texts, this doctrine is depicted as being a rare and secret teaching. So at first, it was not something that was accepted by everybody. But very quickly, by the time of the Buddha, it became what I think we have to understand is the fundamental assumption of Indian religious life. As it's not a doctrine that you can take or leave. It's not a doctrine that you can pick or choose. It's simply the starting point for Indian religious reflection. This is very difficult for new students of Indian religion fully to grasp, and I must say that I, even myself, have trouble grasping the full significance sometimes in my own conversations with Buddhists. I think everyone, when they go to India for the first time and have studied a little bit of Indian religion, try to find some moment when they can sit down with an Indian religious teacher and say, well, Swamiji, or oh great guru, I've heard a little bit about this doctrine of reincarnation. There's nobody listening. We can close all the windows and we won't record anything that we're actually talking about here. Tell me, do you really believe that? Do you really believe that when you die, you're reborn in another body, and that this life that you have now is the result of infinite numbers of lives that have extended on into the infinite past? And I found, when I first asked this question, I was as naive as anybody else when I went into India and began to try to unlock some the meaning of some of these things for myself. When I first asked this question, the particular monk I was speaking to looked at me as if I had just stepped out of a spaceship. He said, you mean you would question that? You mean that's something that you would doubt? It's so obvious, in a way, as the starting point for Indian religious thought, of course, Buddhist thought beyond India as well, that it's almost inconceivable that one could question it. It's really where Indian religious life begins. So as we try to think and feel our own way into this remarkable and complex tradition, we have to begin to think of reincarnation as really the starting point for Indian religious thought.